Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of That Podcast. Enjoy the show.
These things are the greatest thing to ever come out of Hershey's.
I don't think I've ever seen these before.
These things are addictive in the worst possible way. They are Reese's dipped animal crackers.
Ooh.
So they're covered in peanut butter and dipped in chocolate, and they are so good. Lisa had a bag of them for some, I think it was like Helping Hands or something, and we like ate the bag before they got here.
Well, there was no helping hands. It was
like, we need a new
I helped my hands.
Yeah. All right, I got to have one of these because this is outside of what I was envisioning this was going
to
be. Now,
Dylan just discovered these on a trip to the Twin Cities.
Oh, they're not.
And he's now a gigantic fan of these. There are no other kind of animal crackers. It's these or nothing.
Like, if you liked the frosted ones growing up, these are better.
Okay, let's see.
So I do have a bone to pick with the Reese's company, otherwise known as Hershey's. I think this is false advertising.
So they all kind of look like hedgehogs.
Right. I can't tell what this is. Hippo?
Yeah.
All right.
Don't worry about the shape. Technically, it doesn't say that they're animal shaped. They just say they're animal crackers. So.
Okay.
Okay. So now.
That's pretty good.
This isn't what I was envisioning. I was envisioning like cups and things like that. I still like the miniature cups better, but this is not what I would like. How come you didn't bring any cereal?
Just wait.
Oh, do you have cereal?
Just wait.
Okay. Reese's Puffs are the best.
That's why there's no good knockoff of Reese's Puffs. If you don't like these, I'll take them. Like, whatever.
If you were at Walmart, right? And you go there, and they do have a Reese's section at your local Walmart.
Uh-huh.
I was there today.
I was at Walmart today as well.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I was in the Reese's section.
I was kind of all over, but I bought a five pack of earbuds because I wash mine and things like that. Now they sell them in five packs.
That's cool.
So I've got
Did you hear what I said? I was in the Reese's section? Like, they have a whole section that's reserved for Reese's stuff.
That's because Reese's is the best, yeah. I would say. Yeah. I mean, Hershey's chocolate is close number two, but they're made by the same company.
Right. They're getting all the money. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like the WWE and the UFC. Mm-hmm. They own both of them now, so they get all the money. Yeah. So you got earbuds where now?
A Walmart.
Okay.
On whatever, ONN, that brand.
Oh,
the
nice.
Walmart brand?
Yeah, because I lose them all the time.
At first I thought you were saying earplugs.
Earbuds. No. Like, but I do buy earplugs as well. I wear them to sleep.
Could I say that this one also a hippo, or could I say that's this one's a bison?
I would say so.
A buffalo.
Yep.
I would call it a bison.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
I would say so as well.
Then I'm.
Those are good. Yeah, and bison meat is lean. Mm-hmm. So
it's healthy.
Yeah.
It's good for you. Mm-hmm. I have the same problem with these that I have with those.
Okay.
I'm not going to be
satisfied.
Technically,
you can eat more of these more of those than you can these. Count is four. These are serving count of three.
I think it's too thick of a cookie.
If I bought this, I wouldn't eat just a couple of them.
There's more calories per serving in these.
Uh-huh.
Yes, but there's more crackers per serving in that than mini cups.
That's true. But I still like the cups better.
So next, what would we rate the animal crackers?
What is our, well, okay, it's each of us is a different rating system.
Well, if I had to choose between this and that one, I would go for the crackers before I would go for the miniatures.
Yeah. Man, that's
not me. The crackers are just something, like, really good about the crackers.
This, I think the hard part is, like, if I'm thinking of, whatever one I pick, that's the only version of it to exist. So, like, if I picked Reese's animal crackers, and I can't get like frosted animal crackers, or I'd rather have any other. Like, I like them, but I also
prefer
others. So,
sure.
I'll go with Ryan. I pick the mini cups.
Okay. Yep.
Whereas my son Dylan is like, all other animal crackers are dead to him.
Really?
This is all that matters.
I agree with Dylan.
Wow.
It's all that matters.
He's like the Cookie Monster.
This would be the Cookie Monster's favorite Reese's, I'm guessing.
Probably.
All right, so we skip the regular normal ones because everyone knows what those are.
Yeah.
They're always good. And we've already agreed upon, I say they're not enough. You say they don't have the right
ratio.
Peanut butter to chocolate ratio.
Yep.
Would either of you say like the originals are like This is one of Dana's picks, so that's why we got the dipped animal.
I feel like the normal two pack one, it's fine.
It's fine.
But usually, if you're looking at a two pack, there's also like king size right
next
to it.
Yeah, then I'm
gonna
go with the four pack there.
I would go for this the crackers before I'd go for the regular, whether it's the king size four piece or not. Mm-hmm. Unless, interestingly enough, this happens to me more than I'd like to admit, if they're on sale.
Oh.
Well,
only a dollar? Let's get one of those.
That's cheap.
There are times that this is embarrassing to say, I don't think I fully understand sometimes how gas station like math works on those types of things. Because I'll be like, oh, look at this. My M&Ms and my Reese's and the gummy worms are like, buy three, get one free. Mm-hmm. So if I buy one of each and then I can get another random thing for free. And I always end up spending like $15. I'm like,
mm-hmm. Yep.
Yep. Same.
How?
Yeah. The whole development of the whole thing to the holiday, which is my gas station of choice, is probably like $1.50. Mm-hmm. So everything is overhead. All right. So these, everyone gets one, and you got to eat the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness. See, this is too much. And caramel? Or is it caramel?
Caramel.
That's a good question, Ryan. Caramel or caramel?
I have previously tried this.
I guess that's kind of mean to me. You don't have to eat the whole thing.
On the label,
I
haven't had my supper yet. It does say that the picture is enlarged for detail.
Yeah, so maybe it won't be that big and the ratio won't be off.
No, I can tell already.
Ryan, I already ate the last of my 30 plants. I'm doing the 30 plant challenge every week. And I ate the last of my plants, which was chia seeds, before coming in here because I knew this was going to be my supper.
Really?
Yeah.
I am on a quest to get at least 10,000 steps every day.
Wow.
Yeah, that's that's why I walked here. I haven't had one of these. Maybe I'll be surprised, but I don't think so. Nope.
How did your caramel go bad?
It went down my chin.
Yeah? I like calling it caramel. Mm-hmm. Like Mount Carmel.
Is it caramel or caramel?
I don't think it's your call, man. It's your world.
It's all my favorite things in one.
You know, if not for the caramel caramel, it would have the perfect ratio.
What? Yeah. I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. No.
Because it's got more chocolate on the bottom, see? It's not like a regular cup.
Oh. So you're saying that you just want them to fill the caramel pocket with chocolate?
This is pretty good, Dana. I have never had the caramel caramel Reese's because I'm not a big fan of caramel, but
it's not like an excessive amount of caramel.
No.
I had these when they first came out, and it was not a good ratio, but I feel like maybe it's gotten a little bit more evened out over time.
Mm-hmm. See, now
they took your email seriously. They could.
Now here, one serving size is 190 calories.
Okay, stop looking at the calorie count.
You brought it up on the first bag we opened.
I never said how much calories was in it. I just said which one had more.
Yeah, but you brought up the topic.
You're the one that read the number out loud. They don't need to know how many calories we're consuming.
Well, who cares?
We're going to get a TikTok video later adding up all of our calories.
On a Saturday.
Yeah.
When I'm doing house chores, usually during the summertime, working outside, you're maybe drinking a soda, you're drinking some water, you're mowing the lawn, all that stuff, run out of gas, got to go to the gas station, I'll grab a big cup. That's my go-to candy. I'll grab a big cup, usually not with something in it, although I will say they got all kinds of neat stuff in it. But that keeps me going.
Yeah.
I like the big cup more so than the regular cups.
Okay.
But I will say for me, this is really good. I like this more than the miniatures. But I think if I had to choose between the caramel big cup and the animal crackers, I think I'd pick the animal crackers.
For me, it's really the miniature cups and then the big cup and then the animal crackers.
Animal crackers last.
Yep.
Interesting.
Yep. What would you do, Sarah?
This is hard.
Right? I didn't say this was going to be easy.
You should have brought a pen and paper in here.
Oh, okay. We're recording it for posterity. Well, this is going to be definitive.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I'd like to, like...
You want a chart? Yeah.
Oh, I see.
See it, like, written down so we can move. I regret to say that I'm going to agree with Ryan. I think minis are my top so far.
Minis.
But, like, the Caramel Big Cup and the Animal Crackers, it's, like, Michael Phelps with his, like, what, 0.1... like it's win, like this bit, win's just barely over this mm-hmm. one.
Has a little
it's
not bit
the
more
Ledecky
of a,
20 seconds?
Yeah.
A little not bit more quite. Of a reach. Okay. Well, I saved, for my own opinion, the thing that like changed my life as soon as it came out, and when it goes away, I will travel wherever I can find them. There you go.
This is the jumbo. Now, where do you find these?
Anywhere where Reese's are sold.
People used to find them at Casey's, but I went in there and I bought all of them. Mm-hmm. And they were super impressed with me as I came walking up to the front and they said, we've never seen this before.
Okay, now, see, I don't like this.
Why not?
Well, I'll tell you one thing right off the bat. Is there just one piece in here? I'm assuming it's just one piece.
It is just one giant cup.
So if you look on the back, I almost dropped it. If you look on the back, there are three servings in this one big jumbo pack.
Yes.
Well, so you'd have to get your butter knife out and cut it into three sections.
Well, you can use
it. It also breaks it down per container.
You can use your hands. You don't need to be all fancy and get out like a
are
knife.
Are you going
to
tell them how many calories are in this thing?
Well, right. I'm just saying if you want to go only have one serving, you'd have to cut it up.
Who's having one serving of this thing?
It's like a sandwich.
Oh, it's so good.
See, now if the minis came like this with no wrapper, they'd be a little higher on my daily list.
I love the weight of this thing. Like, this thing is heavy.
It's profound.
You know, it's good.
I've been looking for this my entire life. Finally, the correct amount of Reese's in one shape. It's basically like two of the big ones, like, molded together into one gigantic jumbo Reese's, if you will. And as I eat it, when I'm done eating this, I, at least at this point in my life, I'm satiated. I'm happy.
Yeah.
When I'm starting, like, when I'm eating two or three of these at a shot, then it's time to call for help. I have major issues.
It's certainly hearty.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to come a very, very, very close number two to the cups.
I love that, like, you have the, like, marks on the bottom.
That's where they were grilled. so my one knock that I would have is if you're trying to eat these in the summertime, you're going to have a mess.
Eat fast.
You know what I mean? So that would be my one knock on this. But other than that, these are really good.
Taking this thing and trying to, like, make a s'more with it?
No.
That's the next thing I want to do. Let's make s'mores with these gigantic.
With the big, big ones.
Yes.
That's quite good.
See? And you were like, no, they're going to be terrible.
No, it's good. It's just I wish that what I would do is I would freeze them and then have them.
Something this big frozen is going to break your teeth, man. Believe me,
it'll slow
I've tried.
You down.
I had to let it thaw before I could bite into it.
You will have to cut it into thirds before you freeze it.
Yep.
That's pretty good.
See, this is like,
go
now
big
I'm going to be
home.
On the lookout at the gas stations because, like, this is where I'd be like, yeah. This would replace eating like a granola bar or like.
Or it's like when you do go and you buy like the two or the king pack and you're like driving on a road trip and you can't like.
Trying to peel them off.
Peel them and then eat them, but then you don't eat them fast enough. So then they're melting in your car and you're like, no.
Oh,
this you can just be like one.
Or you hit a curve and it all of a sudden it goes to the other side of the passenger seat.
Yep.
Right. It's going to take a while for this one to melt.
Oh, yeah.
So last week I brought these into our. We at noon, we've been going through a series, anyone who wants to, about Andy Stanley's preaching style. And Lisa is in there, and I came in with this, and I was bragging to everyone because I'd never seen one before, and I'm like, look what I found! This is the greatest thing ever! Lisa was so mad at me.
Yeah?
Because she's like, just eat it already, quit bragging about it. Because she didn't have one, and I did.
It's really good.
But I will say that now, every time I go to Casey's, fear runs into me as soon as I stop the car. or any gas station, because I haven't been able to find it at Walmart yet. Mm-hmm. But any gas station where I'm like, oh, please have them, please have them. I go in, and fear runs through my entire body that they're not going to be there anymore.
Well,
that they just released them in the...
Do you need a Diet Coke?
I just needed a drink of something.
I
am glad that I'm walking home after this.
Yes, you're gonna.
Did you time yourself to walk here?
No, but it's like, excuse me.
That's your trial.
You must really like these.
He heard you saying mean things about him earlier.
Should we see what he thinks of these?
Yeah.
Ambush him?
Yeah. You can get your drink of water while you're out there.
Yeah, I would imagine this gives you a little, either a pep in your step or it will slow you down. No in between.
Yeah, just be.
So the last I have, because you guys are such big white chocolate fans.
Oh, yeah, the Thins.
The Thins.
I only have two.
I like the regular chocolate ones of these. I'll make Ryan eat this one.
I'll eat it.
Put that one on Ryan's side.
So all I had was big ones for all of us. However,
go ahead and take a seat here.
I have extras if we need to get one for him.
I don't think he needs to eat the jumbo as long as he just realizes how large Eli, the jumbo is.
Yeah,
we got big life changing.
It's a mini janky.
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing, sir?
I'm taking a picture. You got him on the microphone.
So, okay. Have you seen these new Reese's that are?
Jumbo?
Giant Reese's. Do you like Reese's cups?
Yeah.
If you had to choose between the caramel big cup, mm-hmm. which if you want to try it, you're welcome to, the miniatures, the dipped animal crackers, or the jumbo, and I will gladly go get you a jumbo because I like to see the happiness on people's faces when they eat this bad boy. Mm-hmm. What would be your choice? And feel free to try everything and let us know what you think of.
I already know the jumbo.
You know the jumbo?
Yeah.
Oh,
good child.
Well, no, I will be right back. I'm getting him a jumbo.
That's what I would pick. It's just.
I'll warn you. You might need a nap after eating it. But
yeah, how much work do you got left to do? Do you?
Quite a bit.
We got plenty of couches. You can nap.
Yeah.
Little pit stop.
See, right. Your father thought that the jumbos would be bad.
Oh no.
Wait. So Eli, do you share in your dad's belief that? This is the perfect like ratio or
of peanut butter to chocolate.
Are you a little less elitist on your Reese's?
It doesn't.
Reese's He's like, are it's Reese's? Chocolate and peanut butter we're eating.
I don't read into it that much.
No?
No.
Hmm. Did you try the animal cracker?
You should try that.
Yeah, that was
see what
good.
You think.
I don't know.
Nothing.
Not my first choice. But.
Well, there you go. So, which was your favorite? You've never had the jumbo, but that would have been your favorite?
Mm-hmm.
How come?
Because I like the plain Reese's, like, not the caramel stuff.
Not these?
Mm-mm.
Why don't you like these? The cups, miniature cups.
I just don't.
Huh. That's interesting. What about that?
Ryan, I could see you being the, like, type to be like, oh, these ones aren't any good. They're spicy. Like,
these are
you
bad.
You know, you, like, lie to your kids.
I don't do that, do I, Eli? Don't you're in church now. Don't lie.
I'm not
He's
answering.
Like, please just let me leave.
He's like, I don't get paid to do this.
Yeah, you're on the clock. You got to answer the question here.
No, you don't do that.
All right.
I feel like everybody in this room knows the answer to that.
Do you want to try the caramel? Is it caramel or caramel? Let's start with that.
Caramel.
Caramel?
Uh-huh.
All right. Do you want to try one?
No.
No? All right. Are you super uncomfortable doing this?
Yeah.
That's fantastic. All right, then.
Welcome to my world.
Thanks for stopping
Thanks,
by.
Eli.
Yeah.
Eli Janky, everybody.
Ooh. Oh, wait. We should clap for him.
Super uncomfortable.
Poor kids.
Super uncomfortable. What do you mean, my poor kids? Blessed.
Beyond measure.
Yeah. Speaking of that, you weren't here. I you probably saw it on the Facebooks. I went and saw Paul for his last.
I saw that. Yeah. Retired again.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I have a little bit of FOMO that I wasn't invited. That's not on you. That's on Paul.
We weren't invited either. We just showed up.
None of us were invited.
Well, I mean, Never mind. I was thinking I'd go to Carrington for their creamery they've got out there, but they're closed on Sundays.
Yeah. A lot of stuff was closed on Sunday, but that was because I think everybody's in church. There's a boatload of churches there, but it's a really nice town.
So. That's like, that's I was at my mom's this last weekend, and we were walking the dogs and everything, and we like let the dogs off, and I was like, are you sure we can do this? My mom's like, it's like, he got
it. You went back to work?
Yeah. Yep.
All right. Well, I got one for him, one for Dave, and one for
Alyssa. How many of these did you buy from Casey's?
All the.
What
all
number? What? No, what
you
number
thought
is
they
that?
Only had four?
Well, no, that's no, how I was like. You said you had to use a box you
know,
to get
you
know,
them. No, he
there,
gave out you know to how, last, people last, on staff.
Sarah, like, do you know how many you bought? All of them.
All of them.
I need
them.
A number of for all, though. Like, so more or less than 10?
I got one for everyone on staff because last week I felt a little bad.
Mm-hmm.
He was shoving it in everybody's face.
Lisa was pretty upset with me.
If you bring, if you're going to bring one, you got to bring enough
bring
for everyone.
The whole class. Yep. So of those, just those, I bought 15.
Okay.
Jeez.
Wow.
Not enough. Because tomorrow's a new day.
Do you mind me asking what Casey's you went to? You purchased them all at once from a single store.
I'm guessing the there's one on 52nd?
There's a lot of Casey's around
I
town.
I just find that hilarious of like.
Oh, they loved me. They gave me a box.
You're going to go back and like, they're going to be like, do we got you a stock in the back? That we ordered guy, more.
That one guy keeps coming in and buying all the Reese's. We should just get an extra case.
The teller said to me, he goes, I've never seen this before.
Well, and the best is if you create a habit of it, if you don't do it for a while, they'll probably like call it a missing person. Yeah.
They might be worried about it.
Well, either that or you're going to mess up their inventory automatic purchase.
All of a sudden they keep getting all these boxes and like, we can't sell all these anymore. What's happening over there, guys?
Too many of these jumbos.
Our bio guy died.
We got to support them. Otherwise they'll stop making them. I know how Hershey's operates.
Where is?
Cut to 3 years from now. DJ has a full basement of Reese's jumbos.
He just has like furniture made out of the jumbos.
Yeah.
Welcome to the den.
And then all of a sudden, if you do decide to go on your Whole 30 diet or something like that, and you don't go in there for a month, they're going to be like, did Jigsaw get him? Where is this guy?
Oh,
it's going to be like Super Size Me. Like, you can reasonably eat 15 jumbo Reese's a day for 1 month before you die.
I told my loving wife, Melissa, I said, take a picture of me now because come Christmas, I am going to be fat and happy.
Go give that kid his Reese's.
Oh, Eli just texted me and said, was DJ serious about that Reese's?
I was probably thinking they tortured me, made me like, go on the microphone.
I just sit there and they interrogated me.
that's good times. Changing lives.
Yep.
Yeah. That's hilarious. Funny. So, well, this was fun.
Mm-hmm. Are we talking about anything else today?
I don't know.
Did we not talk about something God-related?
Well, we did. We talked about how every movie needs Jesus.
Oh, yeah. That's true. That was our God topic.
I just want to point out how good it feels to give someone a gift like a jumbo Reese's and just see the smiles
just
on their faces.
Made their day.
Yeah. I came walking in playing Sammy Davis Jr.'s Candyman. That's how you do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I felt like a big shot. It was pretty cool.
It doesn't have to be anything extravagant.
No.
It's
a little bit of chocolate.
Just a big old Reese's.
A little bit of chocolate. What's the thing on these? Like 4 ounces?
Well, it's a lot of goodness.
Yeah. You know what I meant.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
I don't know the weight of it. I can't see.
Boy, so I'll be up until midnight now.
Well, you can get through the rest of the movies now.
Oh,
there you go.
No.
All right, so we need official tallies here, folks. I will start. I think for me, number one is the jumbo.
Mm-hmm.
Number two is the animal crackers.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is the caramel big cup. And number four, five, and six in order is dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate in miniature.
Now, what about, I see that you have these fins as well, which I'm not going to eat right now because I've had them before. Where is that on your list?
So I had to bring this in because I'm pretty sure this is Margene's favorite.
Yes, these are
really.
She brought them for us. Holy! But she only brought
us two. Yeah. Oh, and this is a white chocolate.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My goodness, is that gross? Well, I don't want to lie. All right, so I.
So number one for Ryan is obviously the white chocolate Reese's Thins.
The milk chocolate miniature cups. And then the
Number one.
That's number one. And then the jumbo. And then the milk chocolate miniature cup. And then I'd probably put the caramel cup next. And then, in no particular order, the white miniature cup, the thins, and the animal crackers.
Oof. Wow.
Yeah.
Not bad. Not bad.
Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at. We should have a board.
Who's going next?
Dana?
I'm going to do the animal crackers first.
Number one.
Ba-da-boop.
Yep. And then the jumbo, and then the big cup, caramel big cup, and then milk chocolate, dark chocolate, white chocolate.
Those are last?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're unique.
That's no, I don't. I think Sarah's going to be
number one's jumbo. It's got
yeah. Give me some. Give me some. There we go. All right, mm-hmm. Up high.
Two will be milk chocolate miniature.
Yep.
Animal cracker, dark chocolate miniature, and then the caramel big cup.
And the white chocolate's what about on the board.
What about the white?
I'd
the
rather eat dirt.
Yeah, you know, I want to redo mine. The white thin is going to be last on the list. Holy cow.
Wouldn't it have the perfect ratio? Not too much peanut butter.
The only thing that would be perfect would be the peanut butter inside, but it would be tainted because there'd be so little of it. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't give that to my dog.
What about your cat?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. Let him have it.
I want to point this out to you guys. I don't know if you feel this way. Like, I expect Dana to take the animal crackers back with her. I am great. I don't want any of this stuff, and I love Reese's. If I was eating anything but that gigantic one, I'd be like, I'm just going to take these with me.
Yeah?
Be snacking on them. But I'm good. You guys knock yourself out. I'm good to go. That's what I like about the big one. I'm completely satiated after it's done.
I'm completely with a stomach ache right now.
That's what I call satiated, I guess.
This one will go in a bag for later.
Yeah, we're all like just here. Let me just have my hoard of chocolate.
Yes.
Do you have a Ziploc bag? I'm going to leave mine here because they'll all melt by the time I get home.
True.
I'm walking.
Walking.
Yep. Do people ever say that?
You going to put them in the fridge? Keep them cool?
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah.
I'm doing coffee on Sunday, so I could grab them then.
Mm. Perfect.
Yeah.
Just put a little note on it.
Yep.
Ryan's.
Mine.
Ryan's chocolate.
All right. That's fun.
Mm-hmm. Good stuff.
Very good.
So, yeah.
Bottom line is love God, love people.
Yep.
Love Reese's.
Jesus. Jesus overcomes all the scaries.
Yep.
Jesus. We need more Jesus. Yep. And make someone happy by sharing some of the good stuff that you have in your life.
Exactly. Mm. I like that. Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
This is the end.
Would you please pray for us, Sarah?
Sure.
Thank you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time together, and we thank you for, I'm going to thank you for Reese's because, like many things that you have provided us, it is good, it is great, and, you know, we just want to be able to go out and share that with others. So thank you just for everything you bless us with, Lord. And I just ask that maybe the people who are listening to this and the people who aren't listening to this who maybe just need a little bit of extra love from you, that you just let yourself be known to them, and so that way they can feel your peace, your strength, and your love. In your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Great.
Okay, now bye.
Thanks for joining us for this episode of That Podcast. Don't forget that you can find us every Sunday morning at 9 and 10:30, either here at Atonement, 4601 South University Drive in Fargo, or online at atonement.live or atonementfargo.org. We also have a YouTube channel where you can find our services live or a wide variety of resources. Again, that's YouTube, atonement.live, or atonementfargo.org. So for all of us here at Atonement, thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time for another riveting episode of That Podcast.